To the men, living and dead, who did these things, we dedicate this program,
The Dambusters,
presented by the author himself, Paul Brickhill, dramatized by Morris West, an Australasian radio production.
Paul Brickhill. 617 Squadron was created to smash the Mona, Ada and Sorpe dams and so disrupt Germany's wartime industry. The careful selection of its personnel and the unremitting, highly specialized training they were given were both aimed to this end. But the mission was greater than one squadron. Designer Barnes Wallace had perfected a special bomb for it. Air Vice Marshal Cochrane had supervised the planning and preparations, and Air Chief Marshal Sir Arthur Harris had given it his sanction and particular interest. As the squadron took off from Scampton Aerodrome, apparently on another training flight, these three men waited anxiously in the operations room of Fire Group headquarters at Grantham. Wallace was like an expectant father.
Relax, Wallace. You'll only wear out boot leather pacing up and down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm always the same before a big test. Mathematical mind, I suppose. Keep going over the calculations again and again in case there happens to be a mistake.
There's no mistake, and you know it.
Huh. It's surprising the number of mistakes there can be. When I designed the Wellington, for instance...
Oh, the Wellington. Now, there's a wonderful job. It's been the mainstay of Bomber Command for over 3 years.
Oh, dear, no. It's a very clumsy job. Mm-hmm. You know, every time I look at one, I...
Hello, Cocky.
Gentlemen... Air Marshal Harris.
Carry on. Hello, Wallace.
Oh, good evening, Sir Arthur.
How's it going, Cocky?
All right so far, sir. There's nothing to report yet.
Communications all right?
Yes, sir. Down here is plugged into the signals cabin. He'll get all the WT signals direct.
Fine, fine. Where are they now?
About here, sir. It's 10:35. They should be crossing the Dutch coast about now.
Captain to crew, Dutch coast ahead. Can anybody see P for Popsy and M Mother?
Rear gunner to captain. They're coming alongside now. P for Popsy starboard, M for Mother port.
Captain to wireless operator, flash signal P for Poppy, M for Mother. Come abreast and spread out.
Wireless operator to captain, M flashing signal now.
Bomb aimer to captain, flag burst coming up to port.
Captain to bomb aimer, I've seen him. He's a flagship. He won't worry us. Navigator to captain. New course 105 magnetic in 30 seconds from now. Captain to navigator. New course 105 magnetic. I'm changing course now. Captain to crew, coming down to 40 feet. The bomb aim up. Keep your eyes skinned for buildings, tall trees, church steeples. And call as soon as you see something.
Bomb aim to captain. I'll give you plenty of warning.
Captain to wireless operator. Flash the same. P for Popsy, M for Mother.
Roger.
We're going down, boys. Going down.
Nothing yet, Cocky?
Nothing yet, sir. They should be coming up to Eindhoven. Here. After that, they'll signal flak warnings for the following flights.
Where will they get the flak, Cop?
They get it all the way from the Dutch coast. But it's not really bad until they turn into the Ruhr. If they get past that, then we can breathe a little more freely.
What percentage of casualties do you reckon on a raid like this?
We don't like to think of casualties until the raid's over.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
They should be passing Eindhoven now. As you see, sir, there's a change of course there, which brings them down to...
Captain to Navigator. Eindhoven's bearing up to port now. There's a bunch of searchlights ahead, too. Now, all gunners to fire at searchlights as soon as we're within range. Okay, gunners?
Rear gunner, okay. Front gunner, okay.
Now, Captain and Navigator, give me our course, please.
Navigator to Captain. Alter course 14 degrees to port. 14 degrees to port. To 089 magnetic. To 089 magnetic. In 30 seconds from... now...
Captain Navigator, 089 degrees magnetic. Okay, Navigator, thank you.
Up, Skipper, quick, pull her up. Oh, sorry, Skipper. That was power lines. I didn't see them until we were almost tangled up.
Okay, Bombeba.
I got one of them, Skipper. I got one of the lights.
Nice work, rear gunner. Now see if you can...
Up, Skipper, up!
Captain to wireless operator, signal to base, heavy flak on course Eindhoven to Hulls. Now warn all following waves.
I've got him, Skipper.
Well, we can't.
Yeah, let me see that signal. This is the first flak warning from Gibson. There's heavy flak on the run from Eindhoven down through Hulls.
Well, we rather expected that, didn't we?
What happens now?
Well, this message is immediately relayed to all following flights, in case they haven't already got it, so that they know what to expect and they have a better chance of dealing with it.
Where are they now?
About here.
Oh, yes.
Then they swing north to avoid the marshalling yards at Ham. There's a very heavy concentration of flak there. We've lost quite a few aircraft around that area on other raids.
I see. And then?
Then their course lies here. They climb up over a ridge, down into a valley, and...
And there's the Mona Dam.
That's right. It shouldn't be long now.
What signal arrangements have you made for the bombing run, sorry?
Every bombing run is signaled as gunner. And if the dam is breached, we get the one word, nigger.
This is Cooler Leader calling all Cooler aircraft. Leader to all Cooler aircraft. I am over target and waiting your approach. Please report. Please report. Over.
Hello, Leader. This is M for Mother. Coming in to join you.
Hello, Leader. This is P for Popsy. Soon be with you.
Hello, Leader. This is A. Apple. Be right there.
Well, should just be about over target now, eh, Cocky?
That's right, sir.
Do you think one bomb's enough to breach the dam, Wallace?
Oh, I think so, yes. So much would depend on how accurately it was aimed. In any case, a couple of near hits should be enough to do the job.
A lot of important people are waiting on the outcome of tonight's raid.
I'm more concerned about the important people who are dropping the bombs.
Oh, yeah. That's good to hear. I didn't think you inventor fellas cared.
They should be starting their run now, sir. It's just about ETA target.
Hello, all cooler aircraft. I'm going to start the ball rolling now. Stand by to come in your order when I call you. Hello, M Mother. Stand by to take over if anything happens.
Okay, leader. Good luck.
Now, Captain to crew. I'm going to turn wide and hug the hills at the end of the lake. We'll start our run from there. Captain to crew, beginning my run now. Check height, Terry. Speed control, Pulford. The gunner's ready. Captain to bomb aimer, I'm waiting on you.
Down. Up a bit. Down a bit. Steady.
Stand by to pull me out of the seat if I get hit.
Steady, skipper. Steady.
Bomb gun!
Good show, leader. Nice work.
The captain, the crew. Tell me what you can see, chaps.
Rear gunner here, skipper. You hit well on the right side of the wall. There's a huge column of water gushing up. It's gone, I think. No, the wall isn't broken.
The captain, the wireless operator. Message to base. Goner. You got that? Message to base. Goner.
Another signal, sir. Mm-hmm. A gunner from G. George. Well, at least Gibson delivered the bomb on target.
But the dam isn't broken.
Not yet, sir.
You know, I thought one bomb would do it.
Oh, it's probably weakened it anyway. We've still got a lot of other aircraft to come in.
A cooler leader to all cooler aircraft. I'm going in ahead of every run. I'll fly along the side of the dam and try to draw the flag away from you. Right in, Mother. You may attack now. Good luck, Hobby.
Thanks, leader. Okay, attacking.
Captain, the crew. I'll have my hands full watching the flag, so give them all you've got from all guns. And rear gunner.
Yes, skipper.
Give me a running commentary.
Right, skip. He's making a good run, skipper. He's coming into the flag now. Hell, he's been hit! He's dropped his bomb! No, too late. It's hit the parapet. He's trying to get the nose up so the boys can bail out. Up, boy, up! He just blew up, skipper. He just blew up.
Poor old Hoppy.
Hello, Peepopsy. You ready?
Okay, leader. Attacking now.
Myrna was only the first of the dams which were to be destroyed. But the impossible had been achieved. Accurately aimed bombs from low-flying aircraft had torn a hole 100 yards across and 100 feet deep in the concrete retaining wall. Already 100 million tons of water were crashing through the industrial valley. And in the ops room, Bomber Harris was jubilant.
They did it, Cocky! They did it!
Congratulations, Wallace. This is your job, you know.
You know, Wallace, I didn't believe a word you told me about this damn bomb, but You could sell me a pink elephant right now.
If the shops were open, I'd buy you one.
I must tell the chief the news right away. He's in Washington at the White House, but this'll give him something to tell the Yanks. Hand me that phone, Cocky.
Switchboard.
Hello, this is Harris here. Get me the White House. Make it as quick as you can, will you?
The White House, sir?
That's right. I'll take the call in the ops room.
One down and two to go, sir. That's the count. We've breached the Moona. It'd be too much to expect to get the two others.
I tell you, Cochrane, if the boys can put the bombs in the right place, the rest will follow like night follows a day. Oh, wonderful, boys. Wonderful, boys.
The Oda is a tough proposition. It's a narrow valley and the ridges around it are 1,000 feet high. It's no place to dive a heavy aircraft at night. Besides, as soon as there's the slightest weather change, it fills up with fog. Oh, Donna, another signal, eh? Oh, thanks. Another signal from Gibson. He's heading east to the Ada.
Two of them. You can't ask any more than that, Cochrane. You can't.
I want the three of them before my call comes through to the White House. Harry's here.
You're calling the White House, sir. I'm putting this through now.
Oh, are you? This is amazing, Cochrane. It's not 3 minutes since I booked this call, and, well, I through to America.
There's the White House now, sir.
Hello. This is Air Chief Marshal Harris. I should like to speak to Sir Charles Portal.
Who's that you said?
Portal. Sir Charles Portal.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you must have the wrong number. There's no one by the name of Portal here.
Isn't that the White House?
Aye, this is the White House.
Then Sir Charles Portal must be there. He's a house guest of the President.
A what?
A house guest of the President of the United States of America.
Hey, now I know you're barmy, chum.
Look, is that the White House?
Aye, this is the White House. We're closed for tonight, and we don't have anybody by the name of Portal. And what's more, we don't like drunks ringing up in the middle at night.
Look, I've already told you. I'm Air Chief Marshal Harris.
Aye, I know. And I'm the President of the United States of America. Good night.
No! What the blazes? Hello. Switch. Switch.
Switchboard.
What's the meaning of all this nonsense? I asked you to get me the White House.
I put you through to the White House, sir. I've got a record of the call on my pad. Yes, the White House Hotel, Grantham 762.
The White House at... Oh, this is too much. Now listen carefully, girl. I want the White House, Washington. Washington, D.C., America. And I want to speak to Sir Charles Portal, Chief of Air Staff. Oh, have you ever heard of damn silly nonsense? I asked the girl to get me the White House. What are you grinning at, Wallace?
I'm grinning at you, Sir Arthur. And do you know something? I'm enjoying it more than a pink elephant.
Oh, to blazes with you, Wallace. Here, Cocky. What's Gibson's course now?
He's heading east along this course. Yeah. He should make the Eder in 20 minutes.
It's a good thing he's only leading now. He'll be tired.
You hear that, chap? Eder in 20 minutes.
The Eder run will be tricky. Very, very tricky.
Leader to S. Sugar. Hello, David. How do you like the look of this?
The guy, Ruddy Valley's full of fog.
There's no flag.
That's a godsend.
Well, now, get your nose down hard when you come over the hill. Then haul back hard as soon as your bomb's gone. It's the only way you'll clear the hill. Okay, David. Start your attack.
Going in now, leader.
He's not coming in steeply enough, Skipper. He'll overshoot. Overshoot! He nearly stood her on her tail.
Oh, for goodness sake, you rotten wood. Hello? Sorry, leader. Made a mess of that guy. I think I better circle and try to get to know this place. Over.
Okay, Dave. You hang round, let someone else have a crack. Hello, Zed Zebra. You have a go now.
Okay, leader, going in. Better approach, Skipper. He's leveled out well. I think he's going a shade too fast. Much too fast, the silly blighter. Bomb's gone. Oh, God, it blew up in his face, Skipper. Hit the parapet and blew up in his face. He's gone.
Okay, David. You attack now. Not too much speed on the bombing run.
Another signal. Excuse me, sir. Oh, thanks, Ivan. This is from Gibson again, sir. The Ada's gone, too. Well, this has been a wonderful night. Wonderful.
I said I wanted three. We've got two of them. Anyone like to offer me a shade of odds on the third?
Who's attacking the Sorper?
McCarthy, Byers, Barlow, Rice, and Munro. But Munro's reported back to base. He was damaged. Did you know that? He was flying too low over the Zyder Z. He just managed to make it.
How many of them will just make it tonight?
Well, no soon enough, Wallace. When the operation is completed, we'll start to count the cost.
You know, it must have been hell when those walls went. 150 million tons of water pouring down through the valleys. It must have looked like the end of the world.
No. Believe it or not, Wallace, to the man in an aircraft, it would all look like a silent movie. Stupendous, perhaps, but silent. Because he can't hear a sound above his own aircraft. And strangely remote. Like a happening on another planet.
Look, as soon as we get the news on the Sorper attack, we'll go down to Scampton. You and Wallace can come in my car if you like.
Thank you.
I'd like to meet the boys when they come in.
Very good, sir.
And look, if I haven't got it by then, I'll put through the White House call from Scampton. I say, Cocky. What sort of a guess would you make on our casualties tonight?
I never make guesses, sir. You know that. But I'm afraid it's going to be very expensive. Oh, hello, it's another signal. Just a moment, sir. All right. Why, it's from McCarthy, sir. He's done it. The Sorper's gone, too.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Wonderful news. A wonderful job, Ben. Now, come on, gentlemen, let's get down to Scampton. Now, I want to get this White House call as quickly as possible. This is Air Chief Marshal Sir Arthur Harris, Commander-in-Chief of Bomber Command.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want you to get me a most immediate call to the Chief of Air Staff. Now, he's in Washington, a guest at the White House. Is that quite clear?
Oh, yes, sir, quite clear. In fact, it's more than clear. You've been on it again, sir. Now, you go and get your batman to put you to bed. He'll give you a course to steer.
What the devil are you talking about, woman?
Now and then, now. Remember your blood pressure.
Cochrane! Cochrane!
Yes, sir?
There's some damned female on the switchboard who thinks I'm some sort of drunken monstrosity. Will you talk to her and explain in words of one syllable?
Navigator to Skipper. Navigator to Skipper. We should cross the Dutch coast in 15 minutes, Skipper. We're dead on course.
Good, thanks, Terry. Nearly home, chaps. Keep your fingers crossed.
Rear gunner to Captain. Unidentified enemy aircraft on our tails.
Okay, rear gunner. Do a little hedge hopping. There we go. Right, watch it, boys. Okay, I'm James.
We've lost them, Skipper.
Okay, thanks. It's nearly daylight. Keep your eyes peeled for fighters.
Oh, it's home, James, and don't spare the horses. Home, James.
Yes, yes. Yes, Sir Charles Portal. Hello? Hello, Portal. Oh, good. Yes, yes, this is Harris. I've got some news for you. Yes, splendid news. Should make our American friends sit up and take notice. Operation Downward is successful. And what's that? Completely, yes, yes, 100%. Yes, then I'll amend the message. Operation Downward completely successful. Yes, yes, I'll do that. Bye now. Oh, that's that. Now, let's go and see the boys.
Yes. Let's see the boys and start to count the costs.